Welcome to the Byways Podcast, highlighting the destinations along the highways and byways of North America, as featured in the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner, and I've been editor and publisher of Byways for the past 35 years. Woodstock at 50. From August 15th through August 18th, 1969, one of the most celebrated music festivals in history took place in the Catskill Mountains of New York State. At a time when Americans were deeply divided, over 400,000 people from across the country gathered on a dairy farm to celebrate 3 days of peace and music. The 3 days of legendary performances, unimaginable mud, and unforgettable experiences helped the Woodstock Music and Art Fair become a symbol of an entire generation. The festival was held on a 600-acre dairy farm in Bethel, 43 miles southwest of Woodstock, New York. The community was not prepared for the crowds that began arriving. By Thursday, August 14th, much of the area had become an enormous traffic jam. Over the sometimes rainy weekend, 32 acts performed outdoors, including some of the biggest bands of the time. It is widely regarded as a pivotal moment in popular music history, as well as the definitive nexus for the larger counterculture generation. Famous acts included Ritchie Havens, Arlo Guthrie, Joan Baez, Country Joe McDonald, Santana, The Grateful Dead, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Janis Joplin, Sly and the Family Stone, The Who, Jefferson Airplane, Joe Crocker, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Sha Na Na, Jimi Hendrix, and many more. The event was captured in the Academy Award-winning 1970 documentary movie Woodstock, an accompanying soundtrack album, and Joni Mitchell's song Woodstock, which commemorated the event and became a major hit for both Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Matthew's Southern Comfort. Joni Mitchell said, "Woodstock was a spark of beauty where 500,000 kids saw that they were part of a greater organism." Woodstock was designed as a for-profit-making venture. It famously became a free concert only after the event drew hundreds of thousands more people than the organizers had prepared for. Tickets to the three-day event cost $18 in advance and $24 at the gate, which is equivalent to about $120 and $160 in today's dollars. Dairy Farm of Last Resort. After Woodstock, Wallkill, and a number of other sites for the festival withdrew, the event was moved to dairy farmer Max Yasgar's farm in Bethel. By the late 1960s, Yasgar was the largest milk producer in Sullivan County. The farm formed a natural bowl sloping down to Filippini Pond on the land's north side. The stage was set up at the bottom of the hill, with Filippini Pond forming a backdrop. The pond would become a popular skinny-dipping destination. The organizers told Bethel authorities they expected no more than 50,000 people would attend the festival. The Woodstock Site Today. In 1984, a plaque was placed at the original site commemorating the festival. In 1996, the site of the concert and 1,400 acres surrounding was purchased by cable television pioneer Alan Geary for the purpose of creating the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts. The Bethel Woods Center for the Arts is located at the site of the 1969 Woodstock Music and Art Fair. Located approximately 90 miles from New York City, The 800-acre site includes a 15,000-seat outdoor concert venue, a 1,000-seat outdoor terrace stage, an intimate 440-seat indoor hall, and the museum at Bethel Woods. Concerts run June through September and feature many types of music genres. The center opened in July 2006 with a performance by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. In August 2006, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young performed before 16,000 fans at the new center, 37 years after their historic performance at Woodstock. The Museum at Bethel Woods. The museum opened in June 2008. The museum contains film and interactive displays, text panels, and artifacts that explore the unique experience of the Woodstock Festival, its significance as a culminating event of the decade of radical culture transformation, and the legacy of the 60s and Woodstock today. Permanent exhibits include the 60s, the Woodstock Festival, and the impact of Woodstock and the 60s, each featuring film and interactive displays, text panels, and collections of artifacts. In addition to information about the music festival, the museum offers exhibits, personal stories, and a multimedia experience about various aspects of the 1960s, including music, fashion, and political protest. It focuses on issues such as the baby boom, the Cold War, Vietnam War, civil rights movement, and the assassinations and riots that occurred during the decade, all of which contribute to the context of Woodstock. For more information on the museum and Bethel Woods Center, visit https://www.bethelwoodscenter.org. Woodstock 50th Anniversary Event. It was recently revealed that there will be a Woodstock 50. The official Woodstock 50th Anniversary Festival will take place on August 16th through 18th, 2019, in Watkins Glen, New York. It will include some of the artists who performed at the original Woodstock Festival in 1969. These include John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival, Carlos Santana, David Crosby, Melanie, John Sebastian, Country Joe McDonald, three Grateful Dead members, Canned Heat, and Hot Tuna. As one of the biggest rock festivals of all time, and a cultural touchstone for the late 1960s, Woodstock has been referenced in many different ways in popular culture. The phrase, the Woodstock Generation, became part of the common lexicon. For more information in visiting Bethel and Sullivan County in the Catskill Mountains, visit https://sullivancatskills.com. We hope you have enjoyed our podcast today, featuring stories taken from the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner. Thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you again soon.